The league's assistant director, Kurt Witinski, says municipalities are finding it more difficult to provide services with limits on what they can bring in from property taxes. Witinski says the league would like to see lawmakers allow levy limits to grow with the rate of inflation.
We can only increase by the rate of net new construction that has occurred in your community. If there hasn't been any new things constructed, which in many communities there haven't, you're basically frozen from one year to the next.
Witinski says cuts to shared revenue funding have stressed communities even further. Governor Scott Walker said last week that he's committed to cutting property taxes despite a projected $2.2 billion budget shortfall. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. League Assistant Director Kurt Witinski says six communities across the state sought to exceed levy limits with referendums in the last election. He expects that number to grow. Witinski says municipalities want more flexibility to change property taxes.
You know, to be able to provide all the services that local governments do, we need adequate resources to do that.
Superior Mayor Bruce Hagen says the city has maintained its $27 million budget for the last 4 years. He says cities need more options.
As go the cities of Wisconsin, so goes Wisconsin. You can't expect cities to survive if they keep cutting.
Hagen says the average property tax bill is $2,400, and one-third of that goes to city services. Governor Scott Walker says he wants to cut property taxes in the next budget. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.